Prime Minister, in his mercy, speaks of digital sins for the meek and the weak. Command the titans of silicone might to turn off the sun and to block out the light. The phones of the children are scrubbed and rinsed clean. A sanitized world for the screen-age teen. While the adults, untouched by this holy decree, run feral and wild in a land of the free.
Don't erase Requiem,
but spare us the thought.
For the safety of children
is easily bought. A bureaucratic dream
to stifle the panic
and silence the scream. A package arrives by the Royal Mail Post. A biological bargain, a virtual ghost. £100 sterling secures the batter. Delivered in brown paper, little else matters. Of Passata sits there by the side, the DIY kit for the reproductive ride. While the government scrubs every pixel and thought, this back alley biology cannot be caught. And Voltaire, it seems, is a negotiable man. In the corridors of power, they do what they can. The speech that was free has a price and a cost. In the discourse of nations, the truth is just lost. From Nottingham Sorrow to Dubai's violent crew, the analog world remains brutally new. A 24-year sentence, a legal decree, but the sperm donor walks to the post office free. They speak of protection. They speak of the children. They speak of values that crumble to dust. But the postman is coming. The package is waiting. And the screen is as clean as the conscience of no one.
Danae's Requiem.
In a digital tomb, we seal up the youths in a sterile womb. The state knows best. Put the danger in the post and put the child to rest. Sanitize. Sanitize.
From the World Cup, watch the television.
Ignore the chaos that is the revision.